It's been a week since the last week, and a week after that, so it must be time for warm beer and the cheap seats. I'm Casey with Big Mike. Sweet Melissa's here. Big Mike, take it away.
What's happening out there, podcast land? It's Big Mike. It's Friday night. We're ready to go. It is a new week.
It is.
The week after the week we just had.
And there was a week before that.
Yes, and there's going to be a week after this one. I don't know if you knew that or not.
And at that time, you can listen to Warm Beer in the Jeep Seats.
Jeep Seats?
Jeep Seats, yes. Our new podcast all about drinking warm beer in Jeeps that are parked, not being driven.
Not being driven, because we are not do not drink and drive fans.
That's right.
So, hey, it's a new year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing new year stuff.
I'm already over this year.
Are you?
Yeah. Come on, 2023.
It's a little early, come don't on. You think?
Come on. Where are you, you son of a bitch?
Well, what do we have? 51 weeks to go?
Not that anyone's counting.
No. No. Just saying.
Man, it's going to be a long year.
Sorta.
Yep.
If we're lucky, it is.
Oh, man. It's just dragging along.
I know.
It's only the 7th.
Woo!
Now, with that energy, you got to pace yourself. It's going to be a long year.
Woo!
You said it yourself. You're going to wear yourself out. You'll get...
It's a long year, dude.
You're going to wear yourself down. You're going to compromise your health, and then you're going to get the Rona.
No Rona. This is a Rona-free
zone. I'm going to say, I told you so. You made yourself sick.
Is it Macarona?
My
Macarona.
Or my Sharona?
My Corona.
My Corona with a Macarona?
Do, 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 do.
Whoa, why hasn't anybody done that yet?
I did in the beginning. It just was like forever ago.
Right, but yeah. Why isn't somebody not done
We're talking to you, Weird Al.
Weird Al. Is Weird Al retired or is he semi-retired?
No, I think he like toured through here a while ago. Well,
doing some stand-up?
Well, doing like a live show.
Like a live show,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
If he was sitting down, doing his polka and stuff, stand up.
Well, he doesn't sit down. So.
Well, then he ruined my joke.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we do.
Bill Cosby sat down, and I don't think anyone thought, you know, he's funny anymore.
Poor Bill Cosby. Story. I hate that he did what he did. If that's what he did.
Yikes!
Went from America's dad to.
America's monster.
Yeah. America's most wanted.
Unwanted.
Yes. I don't think when the pudding pops make their comeback, I don't think they're going to get Bill.
No.
No.
No, there was a Jell-O pudding pops.
Oh, I know, but that just took a whole nother.
Chocolate Jell-O pudding pops sound really good. That'd be delicious.
We looked it up. They stopped making them in the 90s, right?
I think in the 90s, yeah. We've discussed them. Because we're warm beer in the cheap seats, and that's what we do. Talk about weird shit.
Yes.
That's what we're all about.
We're all about that old stuff.
What if somebody had, do you think, let's say the last pudding pop would have been manufactured sometime, let's say it was 1993. If somebody had their deep freezer in their basement or their garage, do you think they found a box of unopened pudding pops on the bottom? Do you think they'd still be edible? Or do you think it's going to be all freezer burned and gross?
Well, there's only one set of guys that can tell us.
Oh, yeah. Eating history.
Yes. Yeah.
They ate everything else. That show didn't get a re-up. No.
It's probably where COVID came from.
No.
One season.
Because they died of botulism.
They probably did.
No, they have COVID on it.
Yeah, no, they have a new spinoff. Actually, it's going to be a little bit more, it's more adult-centric. So it's going to have to be on like Showtime late. It's called Eating Shit. And as you guessed it.
They'll eat shit.
They just eat shit.
That sounds pretty gross.
Yep. Well, it's their concept, not mine.
I don't want to be on that show.
Do they suck it too?
Blech.
Oh.
Blech.
No, you get that though.
If you listen to the podcast,
right,
you get that.
Well, but you listen to it / talk on it.
We're kind of forced to listen to it because we're part of the show.
Yeah.
We have no choice.
I feel like this is the best show yet.
It could be. I'm hoping so. This could be the breakout show.
Yeah.
This could be the one that makes this go national.
Right, yeah. Because viral is not what you want to be anymore.
You don't want to be viral?
No.
You don't have
is that medical humor?
Oh, well, maybe it is.
I just made a new word, coronaviral.
Coronaviral.
Yeah.
With the My Corona song. Why isn't I don't know. It seems like that's a missed opportunity.
Even for the Knack, I mean, they haven't had a hit song since My Sharona.
My Sharona is pretty much it.
But I got to tell you, me and my friends in high school thought of that in 1999.
Yeah, but about the beer.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you remember that story. Aww.
Right.
Well, that's nice. That's wonderful. Very loving.
Yeah. It was when the cops were chasing us on the beach.
It's a good save, Casey.
That's what I do. Big Ed.
Big Ed entering
coming in
the
hot.
Show. Big Ed hot.
Coming in, both guns a-blazing. Woohoo!
Fired out of cannon.
Boom.
Big Ed.
Boom.
Boom. Hey, that's what you need.
Hey, if I knew it was that kind of party, I'd put my dick in a mashed potatoes.
You need like a cannon sound when you come on.
Maybe boom. Gene Deckerhoff.
You know what? I'll find the For Those About the Rock cannon sound because
yes,
I'll tell you what, when we saw them and they did that as an encore, goddamn Lakeland Civic Center fucking shook.
You know what? When I saw AC/DC, it was the Ball Breaker Tour. That was their encore as well. It was the
For those About the Rock.
Yes, it was awesome. They rolled cannons out on the stage. It was awesome. It was very awesome. That was a good. They were excellent live. I enjoyed it. I'm a big AC/DC fan anyway.
No, they don't disappoint. They do not disappoint.
I can't remember who the opening band was though.
I couldn't tell you. I saw them in 1984-5 somewhere around there.
I want to say Ball Breaker was somewhere around 92-93 maybe. In that neighborhood.
Who's 84? Was that like High Voltage? Was that the tour? No. It's before Razor's Edge.
Yeah. Fly on the Wall? Flick and
Switch? Oh, Fly. Yeah, maybe it's Fly
on the Wall. I'd have to look.
Yeah. That's fun.
Nah, so, man. I have the Google machine right here.
Google machine, fire it up.
Why don't fire it? And the TV, there we go. I was pretty busy all day, so I didn't.
Hey, you know,
just finished dinner, so bow tie pasta is excellent.
Excellent.
So
yeah, I made a batch of sauce, a big pot of red sauce, and with pork in it, and it came out good. Sorry, well, Melissa, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just gonna say while you're on the Google machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since this is our first show since the new year, did anybody make a New Year's resolution in this podcast land?
I
believe in it.
Yeah.
No?
Nope.
Well, I did not make a resolution either. How about you, Big Ed? New Year's resolution?
Nah. No, I'm not one of those, you know, I'll just say no.
So, okay, yeah, nothing on my end. So, I was just curious. You know, it is. We're a weekend. This is usually when the resolution goes to shit anyhow. Uh-huh. Gets kicked to the side. Gets kicked to the curb.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the only people that benefit are, like, the gyms.
Yeah, gym memberships.
Well, for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, memberships are up.
Well, until people cancel their, right.
That's why they have to charge you cancellation fees.
Because they know weekend you're like, this is some bullshit. How early do I have to get up? I'm out on this. I'm sleeping in. I'm hitting the snooze button.
Hey, did Betty White die before or after the show last week?
Before the show.
Yeah, okay. Right before the show. No, no, no. We discussed it for
okay. Yeah, I was
real brief. Sure. Yeah.
Sidney Poitier died.
Yeah, we saw that
this morning or last night, but it was a few hours ago. I heard the news.
We were discussing that pre-show.
Yeah, well, Sidney, man.
I didn't realize how old he was. But you figure so much so. Is when did his career begin? Late 50s, early 60s?
Yeah, sounds about right.
36 as an alternate. Oh, here we go. TV's working.
Oh, oh good. That's great.
Yeah, turn it up. I can't hear it.
But I don't have any Skittles. I need some kind of distraction.
No Skittles? I thought you always had Skittles as your show snack.
I did. You know what? I did not leave the house today.
Did you change out of your pajamas?
Yeah, I took a shower and then I put them back on. Clean ones.
Oh, all right. That's good. Oh, at least you took a shower. That's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. I mean, I did my ritual.
I don't want...
That's why I don't make New Year's resolutions.
Because
I'm already back in my PJs and today's what, the 8th, 7th, 6th, somewhere around there?
Yeah, it's 7th.
Are you guys watching wrestling?
We do. We are. We're watching it.
We got it in the background.
Oh, wow. Did you see that? That was every stream. Now streaming. They had Every Way, Which Way But Loose as one of the little clips there.
Yeah.
With Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood wants people to forget he made that movie so bad.
But it's a great movie. What's wrong with the movie?
Yeah, the fight scene's like 20 minutes and it goes halfway through the town. They break every fucking window on the street. Here's a door we haven't blasted.
Clyde, turn left.
Left turn, Clyde.
Yeah.
Right turn, Clyde.
Yeah, right turn.
It was good. I liked the movie. I haven't seen it in a while. I'll have to fire that up.
I saw that in the theater with Mike Cataldo. And I don't know why I just remembered that. But
that is your...
Here's Nico's your commercial. Working. Yeah.
Well, remember, we're on different networks, so...
Yeah. No, it's the Hermy guy. Dropped out of medical school.
Yeah, we got a Frontier ad over here in Studio C. So speaking of shows... I watched 1883 last night, the first episode and a half. It was getting a little late, and I was falling asleep on the couch, so I went to bed.
Is that the sequel to 1882?
Yes, it is, okay. And the prequel to 1884.
Yes, I can't wait for that one.
Yeah. You know, all joking aside, there is another Yellowstone spinoff in the works
already.
Yes.
Wow. They went. All
it's
called.
It's 6666. Four sixes.
Really?
Which is following the one dude who this season ended up going to that ranch down in Texas.
Mm.
So the 4 6s is a ranch down in Texas. So I think they're trying to get as much all the legs out of Yellowstone that they can right now.
Well, there's some really good characters.
You know, they do have good characters. It's good writing. They got great actors and actresses.
Well, hell, the season finale is Sunday, so it'd be interesting to see what they do with Jimmy because he's coming back to Yellowstone or just got back to Yellowstone.
I have to catch up. My Sundays have been pretty hectic, so I'll have to catch up before the end of the season. And then
your old man's running you wild. He's got a lot of energy for an old man.
He does. He doesn't stop. He's like, where are we going now?
Tell him to take a nap. You want to watch TV. I'm sure he'll be like, okay.
Big Ed, Monday was his 82nd birthday.
Really? Wow.
82. And went to
it. Oh,
happy birthday, Uncle Joe.
Yeah, happy birthday, Pop.
Oh,
so we went to Texas Cattle Company in Lakeland. Great, great steakhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a sister steakhouse to Charlie's.
So Charlie's Steakhouse.
There's Charlie's Steakhouse and Texas Cattle Company.
The one that's like down on West Shore.
Correct. Yeah. It's Talk of the Town Restaurant Group, which owns both those steakhouses.
Oh, I've never been to either.
Well, they're very good. Excellent meal. So if you go to Cattle Company, you get the same steak you get at Charlie's, but at a
Lakeland price.
At a Lakeland price. Mm. But there was a Texas Cattle Company in St. Pete, which they closed several years ago. It's got good ambiance. It's a nice restaurant. It's one of those restaurants you can go in jeans and a t-shirt, or you can go in a tuxedo, and it doesn't matter. It's.
I'm going to go in a tuxedo.
You're going to go in a tuxedo?
I'm going to go in a tuxedo t-shirt.
See, that you'd be combining the two, so that'd be perfect. You know, you're casual dressy. Anyway, old Big John, couple beers at dinner. I'm like, wow, yeah, enjoy. 82.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, my God, look at Knoxville.
Yeah.
Wow, Johnny Knoxville's got really, really silvery hair, doesn't he?
Yeah, he stopped dying it. He wants to be in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would be excellent. You know, he has a great show on Outlaw Country on Sirius XM.
I'll tell you what, that guy could take a hit, that's for sure.
Well, they're going to throw it at him. They're not always excited about non-wrestlers.
Outsiders coming in to wrestle.
Doesn't he look scrawny, or is it just because he's next to not scrawny?
Well, Johnny Knoxville's really not that big of a guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's next to a wrestler that's going to be
guy. Makes it even more so. Yeah.
Like he'd look smaller even next to The Miz. I think that guy's the biggest bag of shit, The Miz.
No, you have to watch his reality TV.
No, I think it's... He's just really good at that character.
Yeah, so he's a bag of shit. That's all right.
You know what? Then he's doing his job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He is a heel of heels. To get you got to get the crowd's got to be against somebody.
He can never be a babyface. No.
Some guys just they can't. They're not going to be able to. They can't flip.
Because, I don't think he's that bad.
I think people like booing him.
But they could spin the storyline where he's still a heel, but becomes a more likable heel and becomes
he
the
likable heel.
Right. But that's what they do with some heels. They're still a heel because Stone Cold Steve Austin kind of always a heel, but he was a fan favorite.
Randy Macho Man.
Always a heel.
He was always a heel, but like I remember, I loved him.
Oh, Macho Man. I like Macho Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good old Macho Man.
You miss Elizabeth. Hey, so 1883. Let's get back to this because I'm getting caught up on a couple shows and Cobra Kai came back, so I was watching that.
Yeah,
I haven't
that was
really
all
watched right. this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it. And but 1883. You know what's your takeaway there?
It's awesome. I liked everything about it. Characters are cool. You have some great actors and actresses: Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Sam Elliott,
and they're great for Western.
All the characters. I mean, it is the cinematography, the visual arts, everything. It's very neat. It sucks you in. I'll put it on. I'm going to put it on the same level as my favorite Western of all time, The Outlaw Josie Wales.
Wow.
But it's riveting. So Tim McGraw's character is actually a Confederate captain. And Tom Hanks made a cameo in the second episode, which is A Cliff Behind, I believe is the name. It was the episode. So he played General George Meade of the Union Army. Tim McGraw's character, who is James Dutton,
Which
is the great grandfather of,
like, Costner's character.
Correct.
Yeah.
He wakes up on the battlefield in Antietam.
Yeah, that was that a bloody tough place. Tough place to wake up. The deadliest, probably the deadliest battle in all the Civil War.
So, I wonder how much. We were talking in the pre-show.
Hey, Big Ed, what's going on what do you over mean? There? It's like, sorry.
This is the most sensitive fucking microphone ever.
No, that's a good microphone, but like, I don't need to hear you go to your fucking wine cellar. Like, let me see. Oh, 1883 was a good year. I'll take this Cabernet out.
It's a nice vintage. Yeah.
Oh, it's a Bordeaux.
Tropical punch. Oh, it's a tropical punch. Publix. Yeah. Oh, high fruit. Oh, it's a good year for high fructose corn syrup. Because if you're not addicted to that, then there's something wrong with you. It's in everything we eat.
We having a Hawaiian punch? Do they make that anymore?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Hawaiian punch is delicious.
It is. Publix has a tropical punch that is just unbelievable.
How does it rank with Hawaiian punch, Big Ed? Is it similar or dissimilar?
Oh, no, this is a fruit punch. It's orange. The tropical punch.
Okay.
But I put this up against any PepsiCo product or Coca-Cola.
It's probably made by one of them. If not
one
of them.
I could care less, you know?
No, no.
I'm not paying for somebody's shoes, you know, or whatever.
No doubt. But, you know, in the world of punches, though, colors are important.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this is a fruit punch. And then.
Right. Speaking of, do you remember High C?
Yes.
No. What was the one? Five Alive. That's the one.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Five Alive. That's
that was an orange juice, though, with all the other stuff. And the kids were Mom, this is great. And we're fucking tools or
Five
something.
Alive was awesome, dude. That was like.
I remember that commercial, and that's what kind of killed Five Alive.
What?
Yeah.
When you're like, yeah, we're tools. We're drinking Five Alive.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
No, That wasn't the whole gimmick. Like it had five like citruses in it.
Yeah,
like
it had like lime,
lemon,
orange,
grapefruit,
some other shit,
strange fruit. You know, hi, I'm strange. Fruit.
I'm strange. Fruit.
Yeah.
How many?
It's rusty.
Hey, touch
my wee-wee. Oh, you guy.
Only after I had some Five Alive.
What, you touched your wee-wee?
Yeah. I did.
Hey, to each their own, you know.
It's funny. I said, oh, my gosh, that's fun.
So, but yeah.
My wee-wee.
But High C was good, too.
Well,
High C was.
Oh, Ecto Cooler.
No.
That's when I checked out.
What?
I think I had.
Son,
I think I had Ecto Cooler. Oh, the pouch was great.
Okay, let's get back on the on ramp, the 1883 on ramp.
Oh, yeah,
here
yeah.
we are. We're off the road. It's not charted. Off the map. We're
on the Oregon Trail right now. Oh,
we're going
by rattlesnake.
Whoopie doos and shit. Yeah.
So. 1883. There's a lot of killing already. I think.
Wow. Wait till week three. I was like, whoa. People get killed that you thought were going to be there for the whole fucking journey. Like, oh.
Well, now they got. So we have Pinkerton detectives.
They're badasses, Pinkertons.
Yeah. So.
Oh, did they have the Texas Marshal yet? He goes, I'm the only outlaw, I'm the only killer in this town.
No, I don't think so.
It's in that one, but that's
is it?
It's Bad Santa. God damn it.
Oh,
Billy Bob Thornton.
It's Billy Bob Thornton, a really gaunt Billy Bob Thornton.
He plays
a Texas Ranger. The sheriff.
He plays Jim Courtright, who's a real marshal. In real life, he was a marshal. What episode? Let's take a look. I caught
it's the second episode, but I guess you didn't see the end.
No, you know what?
It could be in the third.
I think the second episode. I think it was the second episode because it was getting late and I had to go to my real job this morning that pays the bills. So I kind of checked out on 1883. So, but again, so Sam Elliott's character, Shea Brennan, is a Pinkerton detective who was a captain of a Buffalo Soldier regiment. And there's a former Buffalo Soldier named Thomas, who is his right-hand man, who the backstory on it, Thomas saved Shay from killing himself because his Shay Brennan, Sam Elliott's character, his family died. His wife and daughter died from smallpox.
Right.
So he set his house on fire and was going to kill himself.
Right.
However, his Thomas, who by the looks of his uniform was a sergeant, comes by and changes.
Oh, the black
his
guy.
Mind. Yes. Yep. So, and then you got Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. So there's some, one thing that I thought was interesting, there was some Like Tim McGraw
plays a great character.
Too. Oh, incredible character.
You throw a beard on him, he's like Rip in 1883.
Absolutely. Like a man's man.
Yes.
Take no shit. Again, I think his kill is his kill count is 5 or 6 people, and I might be light on that already. Mm. The two episodes, the episode and a half that I saw. So Faith Hill and Tim McGraw play husband and wife, and you can see the real what I thought was neat with their scenes where they're husband and wife. You see the real chemistry there,
right?
And I think that's kind of neat. That brings some realism.
Well, you can see it in the whole cast, you know, the main characters. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Sunday Night TV.
Finally, there's some decent TV.
Yellowstone, and then they always call it a preview, but they show 1883 after Yellowstone. And the season finale of Yellowstone is
this week, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, it is the fastest hour of TV. It just goes by like, holy shit, that was an hour?
That's how The Walking Dead is to me.
Walking Dead used to be that way to me. Mm-hmm. By the third season of The Walking Dead, I checked out. I had enough.
It's not good again. In case you ever want to come back.
What's that?
It got good again.
Did it? I think I'm over the zombie thing. I think that's what it is.
Never take a hoe to a hotel because a hoe always tells.
What are you reading, Big Ed?
It's a song.
Casey's.
Yeah. You know, Baby Di's talking about. Well, we haven't
started reading the
book. You're reading a message board.
I just started
reading. Anyone listening, if you. On the app live, there is a message board that we reference to. And she's talking about Antonio Brown. And he is a hot topic this week. Does anyone want to fill in anyone on what happened in case someone out there did not know what happened?
I was listening to it on the radio. And I couldn't wait to get home to see the replays. Antonio Brown walked off the field. He took his shoulder pads and jersey off.
He stripped down to the waist and threw
his he took his shirt off and his gloves and threw it into the stand at up in the Meadowlands. I don't think I'd want to catch his shirt. I think that'd be kind of gross.
I was just impressed because it's kind of cold out there, and you know,
he just ran around pants and kind of jumping jacks through the end zone, leaving the field.
He needs to get his screws torqued.
Right.
Well, I think his screws got torqued, and I think that's why he acts the way he does. You know, looking back on his career, he took a hit from Vontaze Burfict, who was a big hulking linebacker that played with
Someone else said that too.
With the Bengals, and I mean, it was a pretty nasty concussion. And you can look at the timeline; he's never been the right guy since then. Like we're watching like.
It's a shame.
In real-time CT.
He's an impact player, too.
Look at his first 10 years with the Steelers. It's unrivaled, his production. Unrivaled.
Something's way wrong with him, that's for sure. And I don't think it's just him being cuckoo.
Right, that's why I think it's telling what, you know, everyone's, like, upset, and Tom Brady's like, you know, you got to show compassion and empathy.
Well, then get online and talk smack about Tom Brady.
Because he's not right in the head.
Yeah. Which, you know, that's very sad.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. Like Tom Brady was trying to swindle some money from him and his trainer. Like,
I don't think Tom Brady needs to swindle.
I didn't see that.
He accused
if you go down, they showed the tweets on one of the articles I read.
Yeah, I saw the same thing, Big Ed. Antonio Brown is claiming that he paid $100,000 to Tom Brady's trainer and never received services.
Huh, that sounds familiar.
So.
Wow.
I paid Tom Brady's trainer $100,000 and never received services.
Oh my gosh.
Why aren't you on Twitter?
Me too. Wait a minute.
Yeah, but Casey, your check didn't clear. That was a little different.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. I didn't have $100,000.
It was more like that goes with the old saying, you know, don't write checks your body can't cash.
Actually, that was a felony, and I'm in an undisclosed location. I am totally
remote.
I'm Christian Slater and doing a pump up the volume, driving around.
Studio C is in Denver, yeah. Michigan.
Come find us.
All right, hold on real quick. Everyone stand by. We got a live caller join us. Or not.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Yes, you are.
Baby Di, welcome back to
WBCS.
Baby Di.
Yes.
Oh, WBCS.
WBCS.
I didn't even know. Is it really you?
Yeah. Hey, girl. Hey.
Yay!
All okay, right. Look, you can have your little nail party later. Let's get to the meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
We got a show to run.
Yeah.
Right. So this morning, I'm listening to the Mike Calta show.
Correct.
Well, how do you know it's correct? Could be lying, Casey.
No. Because I know she's listening to Mike Calta.
Oh, I listen every day. So, AB called in like this hooker. And the night before the game, you know, they did their thing. They did the yada yada. And she tested positive for COVID.
Oops.
I wonder where you got her number, if you got her from Le'Veon Bell.
Well, no.
That's all she tested positive for.
So, according to her, they've been like texting back and forth for like 2 years, maybe.
Huh.
Yeah. But she sent my Calta texts, like dick pics. Yeah.
Wow.
When I say that, you can see, like, because they're at the West End, like, hotel.
Right.
And you see that in the background and all that shit. And then she shows up with this COVID positive test.
So is this like one of his regular side pieces?
You said they know each other for 2 years.
They've been talking to each other for years. This is the first time that they showed up and like actually did something.
Wait, it's the first time what?
That they actually like hooked up.
Oh.
Why is the top of the world to know?
Would it take him 2 years to wrangle up the money to pay her?
You know, he had to save, Casey. He had to save.
Oh, she was like on layaway. He's like, he's paying ahead.
Little head.
He's like, I left my wallet home. It's in the car.
He's like, will you take a check for $100,000?
That's why he didn't pay his chef.
He didn't pay his chef.
Yeah, his chef is the one that told everyone he had the fake COVID card.
Oh, the chef.
All I know is her interview today with Mike Calta was amazing. He was like, so what did you do? So this is what I did. And he was about 30 seconds and he was done.
All right. Well, how do you think Mike Calta lands that?
I was just wondering if this was real.
I mean, she's in New York. He's in Tampa. How does she know to get in touch with Mike Calta?
They got in touch with her because they've been they've been in touch with her before, and that's why this happened.
Right.
Sounds like snitchery.
Interesting.
I think it just goes back to paying your bills.
So make sure your hooker's paid
and no
up to date.
Yeah.
Or your chef.
Or your chef, yeah.
So what
pay
do
your chef before you pay your hooker.
Hold on, hold on. So she's got this what do you call that?
Herpes?
No. Well, she probably could. But you know, they got that
allegedly.
Damn, what do they call that? The
COVID.
No. Shut up, Melissa. It's not COVID. You know, they got that
a stutter?
No, COVID-19. I have a stutter right now.
Right. You're killing me.
Well, I'm killing myself. You know what it was.
All right. Big Ed's killing me.
Big Ed, we don't need your bodily functions.
He's got like a baby elephant in the room.
That is what it sounded like.
Fucking feed that thing peanuts and keep it quiet.
It's Dumbo.
No,
hey, there's no fucking mute button anymore. It's gone.
It's Charlotte the elephant from Smokey and the Bandit 2.
Yeah,
there, exactly. There is no mute button on this one.
I should like mute you.
Uh oh.
All right.
Well, usually there's a mute button on the bottom, but it's gone. So I haven't been able to mute. I even left my phone here in another room.
Casey tried to help you.
I had my headphones on. I left the apparatus in the studio. What a sensitive microphone on this iPhone 8.
Are you impressed with it?
Yeah, if you can hear me blowing my nose from the other room.
It's sensitive.
All right. I want to kind of get back to what Baby Di was trying to say about the lady friend of AB.
Yeah.
So she's so what was going on with her?
She had something.
No, she was.
She received a deposit.
It's a couple different deposits.
She was with AB Saturday night. And she was wasted drunk. And okay. So he gave her like 30 seconds and he was done. And right. then 30 seconds again, and he's like wanting to go to sleep but watching plays, and she's like, I want to go home now.
Well, for her, she hasn't had to work too hard, you know. She's getting her full rate, and
she's
like, she can't afford a fucking Uber.
She's worked for about a minute. Yeah.
No, but you don't get it. What is it? Oh, OnlyFans. Isn't that what it's called? OnlyFans or
I feel like you're speaking a different language.
Well, yeah, that's a like an adult share site. Sure.
Right. OnlyFans. Oh. There we
so
go.
So she has one of those.
She's on OnlyFans. She's not really
So she's making about 60 grand a month on OnlyFans.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, but yet she's not making as much as a girl that farts in a jar and sells her farts.
Who is that?
Oh, my God.
I don't know, but she had to go to the hospital. She said she was having chest pains. They're like, that's because you have too much gas. Change your diet.
I think.
But, wow.
When she was talking to Mike this morning.
Not Mike Calton, not Big Mike.
Big Mike. Yeah.
Not Big Mike, but Mike Calton. But it... She said her average is 60 grand a month.
It's pretty damn good.
And yet she can't afford an Uber.
And is it really worth it?
But she can afford an Uber.
Then she could just go home. She could just leave, right?
She could say, right. AB, it's been fun. It's been a great minute.
Right.
I just
That's
need
not where the term hot comes from.
But she told... But he told her, what do you see what I do tomorrow? I'm gonna be amazing and all this shit, but it doesn't mean that it meant he was gonna throw his shirt off and quit the game.
Right. No, probably not. I wouldn't think so.
He was gonna play well.
And he was feeling really good after that 1 minute. You know, he's still riding high.
A little light in the loafers.
Woo!
But his ankle certainly was feeling fine then.
And I think his ankle felt fine as he pranced through the end zone doing jumping jacks.
Exactly.
I'm like,
I think he took it. Too many shots in the head.
I think you're right. I think you're 100% right.
I do think this is more than just a mental, like a plain old, not to poo-poo that, but I think we're right with the CTE thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is more than just having a bad day. I mean, that was a very irrational reaction to just...
Most certainly.
He acted like
a... Yeah, he was told to get back in the game, and he's like, oh, yeah, I have different plans.
Watch this.
I'm going to become Insta-famous.
Well, now he is. He's Insta-famous for being without a job.
Insta-infamous.
No.
Is he off the roster now? As of this morning?
Yeah. Thursday.
Oh, he is absolutely off the roster.
Because as of this morning, they said he was still listed.
Nope.
As a Buccaneer. No? Okay, nope. So... Lost his job. Got fired.
Yeah,
but they had it. I think he had some kind of injury, so they couldn't cut him right away, or there was a whole reason why.
They tried, from what I read, to have an outside evaluation done on his ankle because the Bucks staff looked at it Sunday and said he was fine. But then they were reaching out to him. From what I read, I believe it was yesterday, they were trying to get...
Right.
An outside medical and AB was not happening.
And he wouldn't go.
What if it was Neil Diamond reaching out?
Touching you, touching me.
Hey, my wee wee.
Caroline.
Yeah, so that would have thrown him off because he wouldn't have known who Neil Diamond was.
He don't know that.
Except if it's little Jeffrey's like, touching my...
You never know. He may be a Neil Diamond fan. He could have, you know.
That's going to be our first shirt, I think, made.
But what,
AB's a Neil Diamond fan?
No. Touching my wee wee. But the AB is a Neil Diamond fan would
you
be
guys,
a good one, too.
AB's a musician, too. I stalked his Twitter.
Oh, yeah. He does rap.
He does what? He's a
hip-hop or whatever.
But that is that being a musician? You're not playing an instrument.
Yeah, I've heard his rap. It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings, football.
Oh, that's good, Shaquille O'Neal's.
Wow, that was pretty special.
Him and Shaq Diesel should collaborate.
They should get the... Oh, that album would be a big...
Get a mashup.
Big flop.
Hey, do any of you guys watch Being the Bradshaws?
No, I have not seen
that's
it.
That's so sad.
Oh, my God. That show is so great.
It's good.
Is it a train wreck? Does Terry make an ass of himself?
Dude, Terry, they don't even make a suit big enough for Terry anymore. They take two suits and they sew them together.
You know what? He's been the same guy from day one. That's what's nice. He hasn't changed. He's a ham. Yeah.
Call my cat a ham. Terry Bradshaw's my ham.
So, what is it? It's Being the Bradshaws? Is that
something
what it's called?
Like that? Yeah. It's on like, you know what? I saw it and I'm like, I started recording it. And
now, he has all girls, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Are they like totally just like embarrassed like on the show? Like, dad.
No, they all look like him. They're all they beer guts and they're bald.
His daughters are actually... very pretty. Smart, accomplished, and pretty.
Yeah.
Big All right.
Yes.
They are gorgeous.
All right. I might have to tune in.
Yep. They are beautiful. And they so is look... his wife.
Well, his wife's much younger than he is.
Well, not a whole lot.
Who gives a shit?
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that's negative. I'm just saying that.
Does it pass the math?
Oh yes, the math. Let's do the math.
So you gotta go divide this is, by two.
Okay, Warm Beer and Cheap Seats fans, but one more time.
And add seven. So for example, if Terry say 60 and then we divide by two, so that 60 makes, over two, that equals 30. Then we're gonna add seven. Yay. Now it would be 37. As long as Terry Bradshaw's wife is 37, he's in. All good.
She's I think she's in her 50s.
And that is showing your math and doing your math.
There you go.
Terry Bradshaw was born in 48.
Okay. That's a lot more math.
So he's 73.
73. So you divide by two.
Casey gave him 13 years.
Well, that would be 36 and a half. Oh, man.
You need a calculator.
She's got to be 43 and one half.
He's been married four times. He's got a ring for each one. That's funny. Every time he won a Super Bowl, he got married, I guess. I don't know.
And every time he's divorced, he gives up a ring.
Four times?
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if he's still making alimony payments.
I feel like the math doesn't matter at that point.
What, if you've been married four times, it's out the window?
Math.
That's why he's doing the show. He's fucking broke.
You have
three ex-wives. You're fucking broke.
There's probably a ton of
I don't think so. But dang, his daughters are gorgeous.
I'm trying to see how old his wife is. He's got married in 2014 after being with her for 15 years.
Wow.
So I think Casey's math's going to be right. She's going
really
to be. I'm going to say 43 to 50 is where she's going to land.
Because really?
I believe I've seen her on trailers, little
in the trailer park.
I was just thinking, oh my god!
They put
that's
words,
where he found her
in the trailer park. Yeah.
They found the dirty faced kid in the garbage can.
It's not in the ghetto. It's in the trailer park.
Casey knows where I kept that one from.
Van Halen, yes.
I ripped that one off hard.
That was pretty good. That was good. Like you did that immediately.
I heard. Yeah. That's how mind works. There's no rhyme or reason how this shit happens.
What I was saying is the trailers for the show. Like the little sizzlers that they put on.
COVID.
Yeah. Cover your microphone, whoever that is.
Yeah.
If I wanted COVID, I would go outside.
Hey, did we talk last week about Bruce Springsteen selling his music catalog?
Yeah.
On or off air?
I think that was off air. We didn't go into it. That was one of the table topics. All right. Okay, go ahead.
So we're pulling back the car. So, all right, Bruce Springsteen sold his catalog for $500 million.
Half a billion.
That's what I said.
Yeah. I find that amazing. I'm like, damn, someone likes 10th Avenue Freeze Out a lot. That's going to take fucking forever. Bruce Springsteen, he's got six songs that you're going to play like over and over and over again.
They need to be played a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe because let's be honest,
there's a lot of junk in that catalog.
I would agree. I'm not a super big Springsteen fan.
$500 million. All right. Here, figure this out. Who's doing this valuation? David Bowie's estate sold his catalog.
And they sold. All right.
Bruce Springsteen, $500 million. Then what David Bowie you think goes for? Here, we'll start with Big Ed.
I don't know, 50 million.
Wow.
Are we guessing what it actually sold for?
Yeah.
I'm going to say for an obscenely low amount of money compared to what that asshole Bruce Springsteen got.
$100 million.
Okay. Sweet Melissa?
Sweet Melissa, this is where like on Price is Right, you'd go $1.
No, because I want to randomly guess it correctly. I'm going to say, I'm getting there. How many million did he say?
I said 100.
100.
Big Ed
said 50.
So where are you at?
Yeah.
Tammy Bradshaw is 61, by the way.
That's still good math.
Hey, you guys, y'all.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm trying to think of numbers.
All right, Baby Di, you got a number?
Yeah, 45 million.
Okay, 45.
500 million.
Okay. It's a quarter of $1 billion, so $250 million. David Bowie.
I won, didn't I?
No, actually, Big Mike.
I went over. This is like the Price is Right.
I get to go up on the stage. Woo! I hope it's the game with the yodeling guy.
I was just seeing if anybody
did. Of course we're paying attention.
I mean, how is that right? I'm sorry. I would think David Bowie's catalog would sell for twice as much.
Yeah, but when did it sell?
It just sold. Oh. Just sold this week.
I think I would have to agree with
David
you.
Bowie's catalog sold for $250 million. Oh. Way undervalued. Now, that's a bargain. There's a lot of good
That's what material. I said. It would be a...
I think you're going to get return on that much quicker.
Yeah, but if you're looking for a long-term thing for your kids, the Springsteen thing might be okay. Wow. I don't know who does that. But.
Well, no. For the venture capitalist that's trying to make a profit, I don't think so. I mean, for the Springsteen family, sure.
Now,
that's generational wealth, but the people that bought...
No, I'm talking about the people that bought. If they're looking for...
Yeah, because she said the kids. Because it's going to... 15 generations.
15 generations
later. She's already in like the 24th century.
Yeah. With
Buck Rogers.
With Buck Rogers. Yeah.
Buck Rogers is there. The only Bruce Springsteen song I really like is Cadillac Ranch, and they mentioned Junior Johnson in it.
You know,
I think that's righteous.
A lot more songs of his on the Sirius XM trial I have going right now.
Sirius XM is the most wonderful thing on the planet. I just
know,
want to say that right
but
now.
But I don't have it. But anyhow, I've been hearing a lot more Springsteen songs that I've never heard, and I'm loving them.
Are you on the Bruce Springsteen station?
I'm not.
That might
Thank
be,
you, though, for that.
That might be the explanation.
No, not at all. I have not been.
Well, that's why satellite is so much better than terrestrial radio, because you're not going to hear the same 40 songs all week.
You're not. And then you can surf around and plop on another station and... It just awesome sports. But, sweet Melissa, have you put the NASCAR channel on yet? That's my favorite.
Oh, I'm gonna give you a guess.
No, you should give it a chance. It's wonderful.
I honestly can't even find. So my car is old. Oh. It's not as easy to use Sirius on an old car. Like there's a dial.
I showed her where the Bennington show is.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you program that in?
I don't know.
That radio is pretty old, so.
Oh, I figured out how to program it.
If she can get Bennington, she can get NASCAR.
Okay.
It's channel 90.
Oh,
yes.
See, I just need to ask my channel.
Oh, right up there in the sports section.
Just ask Siri, for Christ's sake.
That's true.
And now, once Big Ed says that, everybody's phone comes to life.
That's right.
We all got smart and turned that nonsense off.
Hey, you know, the other night I was watching that Squid Game. And they said that whatever the number was, 7.9 billion won. So I start typing in by myself. As soon as I typed in a 7.9 billion won popped up in my like who in the fuck? It only I didn't say anything by myself. So like the phone is listening.
Yeah,
all right. Correct. The phone's listening because. There's a guy at work they call Squiddles, and I'm not going to get into why they call him Squiddles, but they do. And anytime I type in my phone Squirrel, it auto-types Squiddles into my phone.
That's creepy, man.
Squiddles is not a word, the last I checked.
It's not.
Unless that's
no, but 7.9 billion won.
Which is 14 bucks, by the way.
No, it's like... $600 million. It's considerable. Believe me.
No, it's a good amount. Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, "What the fuck?"
Another one. I'll take another one.
Yeah.
I'm number one.
What?
Where my tip?
Wait, were we talking about something?
No, I don't know. I think we went off the.
We jumped the rails a long time ago.
Yeah.
Hey, so real quick, I do want to kind of shift gears and talk about a movie. We were talking about doing a movie club last week. Baby Di, you're more than welcome to hang out if you like. So I'd mentioned watching a movie, being a Ricardo's. It's on Amazon Prime right now.
Watched it.
You watched
Yay!
It. Okay. So what we'll do, Well, Roundtable, who watched it, you know, get their input on it. Did we make a decision on how we want to rate it? Was it in like, we're like, hey, it's good. Is it, it's like a pint of beer. It's a six pack. Or we're like, you know, how many beers does it take to like put up?
How many shitheads does this get? Like it gets four shitheads.
Yeah. Well, no, that sounds bad.
Yeah. We want to, it's gotta be something positive somewhat. Shithead's not a positive connotation.
If it's a bad movie, we could give it a shithead. It gets two shitheads. Like Carl and Romy's Reunion, whatever that movie, that gets like four shitheads.
Oh yeah.
How about a Squiddle?
No Squiddle.
So before we get into that, there I watched that, and then they had another one on Prime, which was a little different, but dove deeper into.
Oh, we saw that.
Oh, you did?
It's a like a no. Well, we saw you know that the little tile was there.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, well, I'm not going to say it was good.
What's the show, for Christ's sake?
It just gave you another perspective on, you know, their life.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. It just reminded me what a dick my ex-husband was.
Oh.
Remember, because he was Cuban.
Right.
Yeah. Well, as my 4-year-old autistic boy would go,
the plantain doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah. I love plantains.
But you're all exactly correct.
What is the show?
It was a documentary about.
I don't know the name of it. I didn't watch it. I just saw there was a tile and there was something else about, you know, Lucille Ball.
Right. But I don't
know. I don't know. Big Ed keeps yelling. What's the name of it?
I want to see it. I like the Ricardo show.
While we talk about the Ricardos.
Jesus Christ. So now I got to look. But
our rating system.
I don't know. I don't care at this point.
No. We're talking about being the Ricardos.
Yeah, being the Ricardos. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Right? All right.
Yeah, but how are we going to rate it? You know, like one guy gives it like a tomato, one guy gives it a bucket.
I don't give a shit at this point. Let's just move on.
So it's on Prime and it's called Lucy's Really Lost Memories.
Lucy's loose fucking lips.
Well.
Aw, Nikki!
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Well, this has been fun. All right. We'll just table that to another day. Lou, you just want to do your review?
Yeah.
All right.
Big Ed's Rock and Roll Retrospective. Take it away, Big Ed.
All right. Good evening. Again, thank you for allowing me to do this. You know, I thought about this and I told Casey what I was going to do, and he pops up with Pink Floyd, The Final Cut. No, Division Bell. And I'm like, oh my God. I was thinking that, and I told him Pink Floyd Animals, 1977. Released January 1977. Recorded in their own studio in Britannia. It's a 41-minute long album produced solely by Pink Floyd. Animals is the 10th studio album by the English rock band Pink Floyd, produced solely by the band. The album continues the long-form compositions like that of Wish You Were Here. The album got great reviews. It was a commercial success, reaching number 2 in Great Britain and number 3 in the U.S. charts. This was the album that that irritated Roger Waters on tour because the fans, the audience seemed to agitate Waters. By the way, this was quadruple platinum. It's a concept loosely based on George Orwell's political fable, Animal Farm. The album's lyrics describe various classes in society as different kinds of animals. The predatory dogs, the despotic, ruthless pigs, and the mindless and unquestioning herd of sheep. Whereas the novella focuses on Stalinism, the album is a critique of capitalism. It differs in that the sheep eventually rise up to overpower the dogs. The album was considered it was developed from a collection of unrelated songs into a concept. A lot of these songs were leftovers from Wish You Were Here, and they were kind of crafted while on tour. They were played live. I think it was called Great Holes in the Sky was the original idea. It's described as the apparent social and moral decay of society, likening the human condition to that of mere animals. The band reflects on this, and they're at their least creative point, saying all the songs were left over from the Wish You Were Here album, with the exception of Pigs on the Wing, which is a love song, split into an open and close the album, with the thought between the love there is misery. There's five tracks. Pigs on the Wing, Dogs, Pigs, three different ones, Sheep, Pigs on the Wing, Part 2. This was the first Pink Floyd album I ever listened to at D'Lo's house. I listened to the album, and it starts out with a soft acoustic, If You Cared, Whatever Happened to Me. It got my attention. Then a slow intro with Rick Wright keyboards into slow acoustic, the introduction to Dogs that builds into lyrics like I have never heard before, the likes of, and then moving in silently downwind and out of sight. You got to strike when the moment is right without thinking. I'm thinking, I was 14. I'm like, this is awesome. Some great David Gilmour guitar work as well, then a couple of snorts and off the Pigs, three different ones. Songs about Mary Whitehouse. She was mentioned in a few of the verses. Mary Whitehouse, sometimes head of the National Viewers and Listeners Association. And she was one of the most ardent campaigners for the censorship of radio and TV in the UK. Then comes Sheep, probably my favorite Pink Floyd song, and started the Duke Boy Nesquog love affair with headphones to this day. The begin in with soft keyboard, which builds into this thunderous bass attack type riff as it goes relentlessly as the lyrics as well, like bleeding and babbling, and he fell on his neck with a scream. Wave upon wave of demented Avengers march cheerfully out of obscurity into the dream. The dogs are dead. You better stay home and do what you're told. Sound familiar? This song is a must-have, and Nick Mason keeps steady but raucous time throughout this album. And then the album closed with a soft acoustic Pigs on the Wing, Part 2, telling a lover that it's okay. Now that I've found somewhere safe to bury my bone, any fool knows a dog needs a home, a shelter from pigs on the wing. This certainly fueled the Duke Boy of Nesquog into Tom Sawyer-type adventures in his General Lee and whoever braved to sit in the general with him. I'm Big Ed. Listen. Enjoy.
Very good.
Yeah, this one really started me on headphones.
Yeah, that's a good one on headphones. I had it on cassette, and I definitely wore that album quite a bit. I would say this was the album that really kind of, you know, I was familiar with Pink Floyd, and, you know, Money would come on the radio and, you know, the regular stuff. And oddly enough, this is a quadruple platinum.
Yeah.
And they don't have one song that they play on the radio on this album.
This album had no singles. It was just released. No. It was released having no singles.
I mean, they're all fairly long tracks, right. But I love it. And, you know, and I was telling Sweet Melissa, you know, we're going to be listening to Division Bell. It's a completely different album from with Animals, which she hasn't listened to, you know, partly because of the anger of Roger writing, Waters.
Right. Look at the writing credits on Division Bell compared to this one. I mean, Rick Wright doesn't even get a credit in this one, the first album, that he doesn't get any writing credits.
No, Rick Wright was a – no, it's a much more joint project in the Division Bell. And right. I think that's an album itself is kind of overlooked over time, that I think it's a very complete album. I mean, it's a very different Pink Floyd album, but it's still
it's missing one of the components of the songwriters, you know. It's like listening to like Paul McCartney and Wings, like in 73. Like, oh, it's Beatlesque, but it's missing that component, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's, I think that's a very fair comparison.
Mm-hmm. But, and I liked both of those too.
Yeah, so yeah, no, that's a good album. I mean, what do you think you might do in the future?
I'll take you guys got something for me. I think I did two in a row that were me.
I actually listened to an album from top to bottom while I was out walking, and I was blown away. I thought it was pretty awesome. It's Pure Prairie League. Pure Prairie League.
Why does that sound familiar?
It's Amy was their big.
Yeah,
their big.
I saw Pure Prairie League back with Jimmy and with Jimmy Mike and Miss Sandra D at the. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a little club that was in Leesburg, and they had these off the wall bands. The Tallyhoo. Boys the Cult would come there, but I saw this.
Really?
In
Leesburg?
In Leesburg. Casey, there's a venue in Leesburg called the Tallyhoo. You get a chance, go look on your Google machine while we're talking. You'll see.
That's some pretty artsy.
Yeah, it's a. Leesburg is a different. It's different. Mm-hmm. But we used to see, I saw this band called the Sun Dogs. They were a Rush tribute band, and they were phenomenal. I saw an Alice in Chains. There was a band called the Mantras. They were billed as a Beastie Boy tribute, but the first hour they played their music, and these guys were great. And then the next hour they did Beastie Boys, and they pulled it off. I was like, because when you listen to their music, you're like, I was thinking, is there another band coming out? And then they go into, you know, like kick a boot down. I'm like, holy shit, these guys they were badass. So I have their CD.
Mantras?
Yes, I have the Mantras. But I don't know. I think with iTunes, if you download a CD, I don't think it's shareable. I'll tell you right now while we're talking. I think if you get it like in the iTunes store, it's shareable. They're really strange like that.
Well, I don't think it is. Not that an artist is making money from you streaming their music anyways.
Oh, I could share it. Here you go. Here's the Mantras.
Oh, all right. Interesting. Well, I guess I'll get that in the
form of a text later. I'll have to check it out.
You're probably going to get it. Bam. You, Big Mike, and Jimmy Mike.
Yep, there it is.
Oh, yep. Not sweet. Oh, listen, that's clever.
You know what? Listen to the second song, and that'll tell you what they're about. But, you know, I listen to the whole thing. And when I do listen to it, I listen to the whole thing. And I listened to this about a month ago. You know what? How about I do this?
Yeah.
The Mantras. Why not?
Yeah, the Mantras.
They could be the second best band you've never heard of next to Highway Robbery.
Yeah. I like that.
What do you think? The Mantras. I might even reach out to them and see, and reach out to their website and say I'm featuring you on our show.
Yeah, why not?
Like, ooh, we're gonna be on a podcast. Hey, we're half the audience.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, no shit.
just don't tell them that.
Hell no. They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out when there's like 8 seconds of dead air. They're like, oh yeah, these guys are fucking hacks.
Yeah.
Well, we're not. We're semi hacks. We're a little better.
We never go 8 seconds anyway. That was exaggeration. No. Maybe four.
We're more professional than that. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
So.
We're doing a lot like ums and so's.
And so, yeah.
That's the name my thing.
We're the real deal.
We're the real deal.
Yep.
Well, that's what we're trying to be.
You know, there's a rumor Subway Slam was seen in Utah skiing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I
was
think.
He actually skiing, or was he had his?
Well, the rumor was he's trying to get in, and qualify for the Beijing Winter Games.
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah. He's going to be the hot cocoa boy.
Yeah.
Oh, the Subway Slam. What if he really did qualify? So his
hey,
schedule.
Hey, Jamaican I don't know. Yeah, I was going to just say the same thing. With his schedule?
His schedule. How does he do it if he's running for governor?
Well, his school's always closed, so that's how he's got
school. All right.
Or he does it from home.
So, you know, you spend a couple hours.
And home is where the heart is. So he could do it anywhere.
Maybe his PR guys tell him that bobsledding, skiing in the Olympics would be good for his gubernatorial race.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know,
Nothing like a gold medal around the neck with on the old campaign trail.
Yeah. Right. You're being very optimistic with the gold medal.
Right. Yeah. He's got bling.
Yeah.
You know what we could do? We could make one out of ceramic and paint it gold and send it to him.
Why don't we do ceramic? We could do one out of ceramics. Hey, we used to do ceramics.
Right. These two have been waiting for somebody to give them ceramics.
No. You probably
Big
took
Mike.
A too far.
Yeah.
Big Mike. Me? Your mom and Honey would do it.
They were the ceramic queens.
The queens of ceramics.
I would love to take the old magnet setup with the rubber band and just.
We had, our ceramics, we had a ceramic cat in my house. We never had a real animal. Remember that?
Yeah.
White ceramic cat? Yeah.
We had a gray one.
Yeah, that was awesome. Courtesy of our moms. Aww. Many ceramic reindeer.
Yeah.
Do you name the holiday? There was some kind of ceramic animal critter figure that they made in ceramics. They got very crafty, them two, Barb and Honey.
They still do.
Barb and Honey had dinner last night, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Where'd they go?
Where do you think they... Bob Evans.
Jeez.
Yeah, go there for like 4 hours and have a cup of coffee apiece.
I don't know. They don't smoke, so I don't know what they did.
Yeah, they gave up. They gave up the smoking. They yap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the last time we were all together, they also saw the two white hairs on that couch, and they didn't stop for like 6 hours. And then blah, blah, blah. Oh, the blah, 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 blah.
And lose
them. You push them together, and that's it. Just let them be. You just got to water them every few hours.
With coffee.
Water.
Hey, you got to get. You got to go. Hey, get out, get up, and pee. All right, ladies, and then get back to it.
So that's that.
That's
so cool. maybe we can have a show project making. Maybe we can make a gold medal, silver medal. And a bronze medal.
Oh, now that we have Baby Di here, she's got to make our show
logo sign.
Cover. Yeah.
Our album
no
cover.
No one's giving me any photos.
Oh, yeah. We need to work on photos. Well, one's of a frog.
Yeah.
That's repeating. Yeah,
repeating because Petey died.
Yeah, you don't want dead Petey on there.
No.
Petey looked like Elvis at the end, you know? He still had the pipes, but he was fucking huge.
Floated.
Yeah, but he had the pipes. He could still, you know, he was swimming, but he was big. He didn't fit under the rock. Maybe that's what happened. He got stuck and drowned. I don't know.
I'm so down to do your,
our show album cover?
Yes, your show album cover. But I need photographs.
You have photographs
know...
of us. Do you want the album cover that we're talking about? Do you not have that?
I do have the album cover that you're talking about.
You should listen to that album. It's actually pretty good. It's a really good album. It's a great album. So all you need is an updated picture of Repeaty, which I have right fucking here. Looks just like the other Petey, except he's got bigger feet.
And he's still alive.
How can you tell? How can you tell if the frog has bigger feet?
Because I see these fuckers every day. What do you mean?
But really, how much larger could a frog foot be?
Well, I was thinking
the other. He gave him the other frog shoes, and his feet couldn't fit in those old
shoes. Right.
Okay. All right. But what I'm hearing from the original, like, thing you wanted me to do was with all you guys in it.
Yeah.
All right. So I
need- it's going to be just like that album cover. Okay. So the whole concept
you just change the heads. That's yeah. It. Just change the heads.
And the dog is going to be the frog, which replaced the girl, just like they did with the.
I was going to be the dog.
But I need pictures of all you guys.
Okay, so Di, we'll get you pictures.
Diane, you got pictures? Just go into like
cheese and rice.
Cheap pepper, go to cheap pepper pictures. They're all over the place.
All right.
Yeah, because Big Mike's at Cheap Peppers all the time.
There's and
they have one of
there's Petey. There's Ree Petey.
All right. Oh my so God. We'll get this handled off the show because I don't think this is.
Oh, hold on.
No, the fans have to know this is how we are. Yeah, fucking ruthless.
We are. Oh my God.
That's Ree Petey.
Oh, it's. He's so cute.
That's our new show mascot.
Oh, my God. And he's still alive.
It's kind of like the Who song, Meet the New Boss, Same as the Old Boss, you know? Meet the New Frog, Same as the Old Frog.
I was thinking Meet the Flintstones.
He's so cute.
Yeah, but there's a lyric in Barbara O'Reilly that goes, Meet the new boss, Same as the Old Boss. I'm explaining to Big Mike.
And then you got that... goldfish in the foreground.
Yeah, it just ignore it. It's not a goldfish. He's a.
I know.
They're all. Yeah, don't explain it. They're all goldfish. Yeah, they're goldfish.
Yeah.
No. It's not. It's like some kind of tetra, right?
Yeah, it's a tetra with an orange stripe instead of a blue and red.
I know.
Well, it's different than a goldfish, but correct. I wouldn't put goldfish in my tanks. They're terrible for tanks.
They're terrible. They're acidic.
Are they dirty? Are they dirty?
No, they release waste, pneumonia. Their waste will kill everything.
So when they
change the pH of the tank, actually.
Yeah. They're horrible.
Is that why they all die? Do they kill themselves with their pH?
So right. There you go.
So I got a picture of Petey, which is easy to do, but I need a picture of all y'all.
Okay.
And you got pictures of us all over the place.
Big Ed, we'll work on it.
All right, we'll work on it. Okay, all right, we got it.
Done. Done and done. Check that off the list. Check that off the show's list. Now, Casey, if we still have people listening and they wanted to get in contact with us, how would they do
it? Hey, wake up, listeners.
At Beer Seats on Twitter.
And the show.
At Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats.
Yes.
Hold on. We got a caller. Oh, we missed the caller. Never mind. No caller.
No caller.
Oh, wait, we got a caller. Stand by. Hi, welcome to Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats. You are taking over this shit show. Come on in.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
My name's Morton, Morton Youngblood, but I go by Youngblood. I know that's the coolest sounding name on planet Earth. Not really, but I don't know, but I swear to God, whoever that dude is talking sounds just like D. Snyder, and I love fucking Snyder.
What dude is that?
That's you.
That would be you.
Big Ed?
Big Ed. Snyder. Big Ed is from like the same neighborhood, though. I am
from the same area as Mr. Snyder. I've seen Mr. Snyder live in 1981 at the Mad Hatter of Stony Brook when he was just D. Snyder. I used to see them in the bar. Yeah.
No. I know this is no joke,
Youngblood. Mad Hatter of Stony Brook.
Yeah, what?
I saw Dee Snider at the Mad Hatter in Stony Brook.
Oh, okay.
There's a rock bar in Long Island when I was a kid. We used to go there. We used to see bands like Twisted Sister, Zebra, Good Rats, Blois the Cult playing as Soft White Underbelly, all kinds of bands. WDFA, who did a raucous Munsters theme. There were all kinds of great rock and roll shows back when I was a kid. And Dee Snider.
This has to be. Okay. Okay. All right. Listen, I'm an ignorant hillbilly. It's got two teeth in his head, but I can't do it.
Not at all, sir. Not at all, sir. We like callers.
Where in Tennessee are you from?
Have you ever seen the movie Wrong Turn?
I don't like where this is going.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not going there.
No, I live in a little place called Chucky. It's just literally a hole in the wall right in the Appalachian Mountains.
Oh wow!
Oh, that's
yeah. Hey, you seen what I look like? That ain't fair.
What?
Nothing. I was just joking. No, I was kidding.
Hey, so how did you hear about our show? You just stumbled across going through your podcast?
I stumbled across. I've been listening to Dante before, and then this voice comes across, and it's something about, listen, it's bullshit about putting it, can't got to slap this sticker on it because it's explicit tunes. And I was like, man, that voice, of course, that's what I was thinking in my head.
And well, he was a big advocate for that.
He handed them their ass.
Oh, dude, he's a sharp dude. He's a business guy. You know, the costume, you know, he's a salesman. He sold it. Twisted Sister, they were a decent band. They weren't great, but they could sell it.
They put on
a great show. Yeah, they were, you know.
They was real good. And, well, the reason, I like Snider so good is because out of all of them, and listen, I've got my own demons too, but the dude seemed like he was just straight edged. He didn't do drugs. I'm sure he may have partied some, but he didn't let that take a hold of him. And because my God, if you see him now, he looks like he's a bodybuilder.
No, he was the, you know, the driving force. Like, he was the business guy in that group, you know. The other musicians were great.
This is Dee Snider. This is Dee Snider. Yeah. Dude, man, this is awesome. Get to talk to Dee Snider. Nobody will believe me, but it's okay. You don't know how much and my buddies have listened to your songs and stuff. It's awesome.
Go ahead, Dee. Tell him more.
I don't know what to tell him. He knows more about it than I do. Thank you for everything. I mean, I am Big Ed. I am a fan of rock and roll, but I am not Dee Snider. I am a fan, but I am not.
That could be on a t-shirt.
I'm not Dee Snider.
I'm a fan, but I am not Dee Snider.
He hung up.
Oh,
he's gone.
He's still there. Oh, he just
young blood. Hey, young blood. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, young blood.
Young blood, you're welcome anytime on the show, bro.
That's it. Hey,
we miss you already.
Hey, my next album review is going to be The Mantras, and if you give me your phone number, I'll text you the album.
Yeah. Oh, young blood.
Oh, wait. All right. Hold on. Hey, bud, we got disconnected there, Mr.
It's
Young
cool.
Bud.
It's cool. Hey, listen, I see here all day. Snyder's on the other end.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Hey, so my next album review is going to be The Mantras.
That's your homework.
Yeah. So,
Young Blood, I was campaigning for a Pure Perry League myself, but Big Ed pretty much just gave me the old step on that.
Maybe
one.
That's a Cosmic Cavalcade.
Well, maybe I do a Cosmic Cavalcade on it because that's.
There you go.
That's one of the great. I think they're an underrated country rock band.
I do too. And yeah, bro, not too many people know that Vince Gill played guitar for him.
He did.
I did not know that.
In the '80s,
I saw that you put that on the message board pretty quick there, Youngblood.
Vince, I think it was like 84, 85, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Youngblood, do me a favor, email the show, and I will send you The Mantras, the album I'm going to review for next week's show. You won't like this. Yeah, yeah. I'll text it. If you have iTunes, you'll be able to listen to it.
Okay.
So I'll send it to you. That's how I send the music out to these guys when I'm doing a review, because we are not always in the same city.
Yeah, I'm just put on the message board.
Hey, Casey or Big Mike, give Youngblood the email address for the show so I can give him that info.
Yes, it's going to be the show at warmbeerandthecheapseats.com. So check the message board.
Warmbeerandcheapseats.com. I'll go ahead and tell you guys my first name, because if you get my email, it'll say Martin. Don't laugh at my middle name, because it's Ernest, and I don't throw rocks at winders. but it'll say Martin, so that's my first name.
We all got names. It's just what it is. It's your name.
Yeah.
I met Ernest today, actually, at my job.
There you go.
So, Youngblood, what's it like out in Eastern Tennessee this time of year? How is it up there today?
It's cold as a witch's tit right now.
Yeah, you guys are getting an Arctic blast, I heard. I was reading the news.
Yeah, it came down pretty good. We got about 4 or 5 inches.
It's got to be 68 degrees here. I mean, we're...
It's warm. I'll tell you this, Youngblood, I was near Memphis. My sister lives in Arlington. I was up there for Christmas. And I was disappointed, my friend. Leaving the state of Florida, I was hoping to get some cool weather. I only had 2 days of cool weather. And then I come back home, and they get snow. They had snow at the beginning of the week. Nothing like you get out by you, but them, a little dusting, that shuts down. Memphis is shut down with a little dusting of snow. They are.
It's hard for it to – I've been to Memphis a few times, but it's snowing there's very, very rare, I think, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't live.
No, you're 100% right, because my sister and brother, last year they got some heavy snow. But other than that, they get less than an inch, maybe 2 inches a year. But
hey, has my ex-wife talked to you? Oh, you're talking about snow. Yeah, yeah.
No, yes. Sweet Melissa just gets it. Good job, sweet Melissa.
Man, Dee, thank you, dude. Seriously, thank you so much. Because that made my day right there. I didn't know you was still making music.
Go ahead, Big Ed.
Big Eddie.
You can never stop listening to music.
No, absolutely not. I mean, that's AC/DC is what I grew up on. AC/DC.
You preaching.
AC/DC, and that's what I've educated my daughter in, is AC/DC and everything about them. And Bon Scott, love Brian Johnson, but I also love Bon Scott. And
The big shoes to fill.
Oh my God, I don't know how. Well, Brian done it, but that was unreal how he did it. He could. He's the only one that could have done it. But I've only got to see him in concert one time, and it was in Charlotte in the Ballbreaker concert. And
tour.
Yeah, the tour, Ballbreaker tour.
I saw him down here at Ballbreaker. Yep.
Awesome. Had that Hard as a Rock and stuff on it. And see, Bon Scott died February 19th, 1980, in the back of a, supposedly in the back of a car, you know, choked to death. All right. That was a month before I was born exactly. And that was one person I always wanted to get to see live would have been Bon Scott or Paul Rogers.
Well, you can still see Paul Rogers.
Yeah, I've never, but reason.
I've never seen him either.
Him and Lou Gramm has got some of the best rock and roll voices I ever heard. But I think, in my own opinion, and I don't think the dude gets any credit, Hall & Oates, that dude can flat sing his ass off. He's awesome. I mean, I was watching a thing on YouTube, and they was doing it. It had him and John Cougar Mellencamp and a bunch of others all there, you know, just playing and stuff. And he still sounded the same. I mean, he didn't, sometimes it's
Darryl, you're talking about Darryl Hall.
Yeah.
Darryl Hall had a show and it was always like jamming at his house. He's got
called Darryl's house and he'd make dinner. Yeah, yeah.
And that's he had good an stuff. Insane studio at his house. It's bad to the bone. Yeah.
I saw with Lester live a couple years ago and it was awesome.
Well, listen, guys, I'll let you go. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
You're not interrupting. We do this for you. This is why we do this for you.
Well, hey, listen, thank you, because I'm telling you, dude, you have get. Oh, sorry, Mr. Snyder. I will never, ever call you dude in that disrespectful tone again.
Mr. You Snyder. Call me Big Ed.
All right, Big Ed.
There you go.
Seriously, then all jokes aside, I ain't blowing smoke up your ass. I'm being dead serious. Me and my friends in high school would listen to your music all the time. And I just liked your attitude when you tore Tipper Gore and him a new asshole. I just loved that. But, and I don't know, to me, you stood out. Nothing against anybody else, but you was your own. By you being straight edge, you was like the lone wolf, but to me, the cool lone wolf. That's why I looked up to you as.
Somebody had to stand up to those assholes.
Yeah. They wouldn't. I mean, listen, that was a crock of shit anyway. And and you ain't a half bad actor either. You done a damn good job now.
Hiya, thank you.
But guys, I'll get off here. I'm D, thank you so much. It was an honor to speak to you. I'll let you guys go.
Anytime.
Yeah, call back anytime.
Yeah, send us that email and we'll get you that link for the album.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
You got it,
thanks,
brother.
Dude.
Take care, sir. Thank you for the call.
See
you. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Youngblood. All right. Youngblood. Stay warm out there, buddy. You got a tough storm up there.
I think he wins guest caller of the ever.
Yeah.
So, Big Ed.
Louie thinks you're D. Snyder.
It's because, someone figured him out.
Yeah.
Well,
Big Ed's cover's been blown.
Yeah, many times. I've even been called Lou a few times.
Yeah.
The many aliases of Big Ed.
But yeah. With that said,
it's this is where we exit.
I love it.
All right, guys.
Adios.
WBCS.
I'm out.
Y'all have a great night.
See you, Di.